Usual defects and failures. System workflows do not comply with business or user requirements. Incorrect implementation of business rules. System non-compliance on contractual or regulatory requirements. Non-functional failures, which may not be limited to the following: security vulnerabilities, inefficient performance under high loads, failed operation on a supported platform. Approaches and responsibilities. Customers or users have the responsibility on conducting acceptance testing, though it may sometimes involve other project team members. Acceptance testing is always assumed to be conducted at the very last level in a sequential development lifecycle, though it may also be conducted at other times. For instance, a COTS software product is installed or integrated prior to system testing for a new functional enhancement, at the end of every iteration in iterative development. For verification, if the documented acceptance criteria were satisfied, and validation if the user needs were met, alpha and beta testing may be included.